Yes, welcome back. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's 19 minutes past the hour of 10. It is the speech contest, War of the Words, here in KwaZulu-Natal. Red Islam team is here in Al Falah College in Overport. And just before the break, we conducted the spelling bee. Now, that was, of course, the lower grades. We're moving on to a higher grade now, grade 8 and grade 9. This is the speech contest. Lots of prizes up for grabs, 1,500 cash to the winner, 750 to the runner-ups. With me I have Maulana Ibrahim Daya as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. And assalamu alaikum to the listeners once again. Yes, Maulana, it's definitely exciting to be in KZN and taking part in this school initiative. And just now before the break when we had the spelling bee, very interesting, and we hope to keep up that momentum going into the speech contest.
Yes, inshallah. Quickly, how the speech contest is going to work for our audience and for the listeners. We have one topic, right? The topic is bullying and such. Our five contestants, each one's going to have a chance to come up here and give a speech on the topic. 3 minutes, maximum 3 minutes. Now remember, if you go over 3 minutes, it's fine, right? The judges are not going to consider anything after your 3 minutes. But we don't want you to just stop in the middle. Because sometimes you like so interesting, and when you stop, you know, you just get so disappointed. So you go on. If it's 3 minutes and 20 seconds or 30 seconds, it's fine, Kira, we'll give you time. But as far as the judges are concerned, once it alarm, it's 180 second or 3 minute alarm hits, they're going to stop awarding you points, right? So you're going to come here and you're going to speak for 3 minutes. Be calm, be cool, be relaxed. What we also do to make it interesting, right? And this is just to test you out or to kind of improve your skills. It's not for marks. I repeat, it's not for marks. So don't get nervous. While after you give your 3 minute speech and while you're waiting there, the judges are going to need about 20 seconds just to maybe discuss and, you know, kind of gather their thoughts. So in that 20 seconds, we might just ask you a question. Okay? So you can answer that question to the audience. Impromptu question. But it has nothing, why it wasn't mentioned in the notes or anything, because it has nothing to do with points. Whether you answer good, whether you answer very, doesn't matter. The judges won't consider it. It's just while they focusing on your speech itself, and just for us, everyone here, we'll ask you a question, and let's see if you can answer. So are we ready for this? Right, we're going to go in this order. Zainab Dai from Port Chepstone first, then Humaira Ayub. Is it Ayub? Ayub, okay. Ayub from Muhammad Ibrahim Islamic School. Next, after that, will be Fatima Harif from Al Falah. And finally, Motala Mahdiya and Hajira Bibi Khaja from Ihsan Girls, number 4 and 5. So, first up is Zainab Dai for Chepstone Islamic School. Remember, the moment you utter your first word, your 3 minutes start. Got it? Alright.
Amanda Todd is dead. Amanda Todd committed suicide. Amanda Todd was bullied. In Surah Al-Hujrat, Allah Ta'ala says, O you who believe, let not people laugh at people, for they may be better than them. Nor let women laugh at women, as they may be better than them. Do not find fault with your own people, nor call anyone other by nickname. Evil is a bad name after faith. He who changes not is one of the wicked. Bullying is a selfish behavior that is calculated to hurt others. Bullying can happen anywhere, at school, at home, or online. Bullying is repeated over a long period of time and can hurt a child both physically and emotionally. The most common types of bullying are physical bullying. This is attacking another person by hitting, kicking, or pushing. Verbal bullying. This is calling others names or teasing or threatening, either by using one's voice or written words. Social bullying. This includes excluding someone from a group and or spreading rumors about the person. And most importantly, cyberbullying. This bullying happens through the interactive technologies such as cell phones, social networks, and other websites. Did you know that the line between perpetrators and victims of cyberbullying is most often blurred? 7 out of 10 perpetrators of cyberbullying had been bullied themselves. Studies suggest that in South Africa, people are following international trends such as social networks. This means cyberbullying will increase. You know that girl you just called ugly? She spends hours putting on makeup just so people would like her. That boy you just tripped? He gets abused enough at home. That girl you undermine? She studies 6 hours a night just so she can scrape a passing grade. Ever heard of the saying, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words would never hurt me? Biggest lie ever. The pain from sticks and stones would hurt, but words? The pain from sticks and stones would hurt, but they would always heal. Words, though, words stay and they haunt you forever. They scar a person emotionally. A girl who committed suicide once said, as I sit here day by day, I wonder if it's going to get better. I want to die. I want to be free. I cannot live like this anymore. I am not happy. No one can feel the pain and living hell of being a victim of bullying unless they go through it themselves. No one knows the effects of bullying until the victim has finally given up. Does it really make you feel good to put someone down and make them feel completely worthless just to show how strong you are? So what can we do to help? Let's stand up and make a change. People need you out there. People need you out there. Don't just sit back and watch a person suffering. If you are being bullied, show the bully that you are strong and not scared. Evil and bullying in this world flourishes because we, the majority, remain silent. Let us together break the chains of silence and let love and the truth flourish. JazakAllah.
MashaAllah, that was Zainab Dai from Port Chepstow Islamic School. Zainab, before we get to our next contestant and while our judges are discussing a bit regarding your speech, Dai, I got a question for you. Now remember this, like I say, this question is not for marks. So say what you want, feel free. Feel free. Right, even if you want to bully someone from the mic, it's fine. Carry on.
Yes, so the question that I would like to pose you is, why do you think bullies do what they do?
There's many reasons. It could be that they have been bullied themselves. Maybe they have a bad experience at home. But it's just something natural, and the behavior can change if they choose to change it.
Yes, JazakAllah khairan for that. Yes, they can change their behavior either through the advices that we give them, or even sometimes they need the support themselves, as you said, that they could be that they went through some sort of bullying or they went through some difficulty, and that's the only way where they find pleasure or where they would like to feel better about themselves. Therefore, sometimes being nice to them also would have a reverse effect where they would change their behavior as well.
Yes, true. Well, Daya seems to know a lot about these bullies, eh? Moving on then, our next contestant from Mohammed Ibrahim Islamic School, MEIS, we have Sister Humaira Ayub. Right, so, Humaira, remember, like I said, as soon as you start, your 3 minutes will start, so it's up to you.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. As-salatu wa salamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. اتقي دعوات المظلوم فإنها ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الظلم ظلمات يوم القيامة Oppression shall be the darkness on the day of judgment. A oppressor against the weak. This is the concise English dictionary definition of the word bully. Bullying is behavior that hurts or intimidates someone else, such as name calling, kicking, pushing, spitting, women, threatening, or undermining someone. It can happen anywhere, at home, at school, or online, and usually occurs over a long period of time. It has the potential to harm a person both physically and psychologically. So where does it start? How many times has a child come home crying? Mommy, he doesn't want to be my friend because I didn't give him my chocolate. Or, nobody wants to play with me because I answer all Mu'allima's questions. To this we say, don't worry about it or it will get better. But do we realize that these are the subtle stepping stones to bullying? So how do we recognize it? Everybody's experience of bullying is different and the impact can be life-changing. Some people withdraw from others, become anxious and feel powerless, while others exhibit uncharacteristic anger and erratic changes in behavior. Sudden changes in behavior and interest can be an indicator of possible bullying. Traditionally, bullying was confined to classrooms and playgrounds, but with the advancement and accessibility of technology, we now enter a new era of bullying. This type of bullying doesn't end in the school premises or the playgrounds. It is not restricted to the physical presence of the bully. It is everywhere and there is no escape. This type of bullying is cyberbullying. Quote, the use of technology to harass, threaten, or embarrass someone else. Unquote. KidsHealth.org. Cyberbullying is even more dangerous to a person's mental health as it is a never-ending source of torment. With the world constantly on social media, bullies have a vast array of new avenues to torture their victims. Facebook, Twitter, and WhatsApp have a whole new meaning for these victims than it does for you and I. They receive hate mail, compromising pictures are posted, and some bullies even go to the extent of creating fake accounts, reports, and websites solely with the intention of harassing someone. These situations often drive victims into acting out drug and alcohol abuse, and in some severe cases, the ultimate sin, suicide. So where do we go from here? Awareness and education are instrumental in combating this scourge. Parents and educators need to be able to recognize the early warning signs of bullying, and kids should be made to feel comfortable to approach them should they experience any type of inappropriate behavior. Specialists in this field should be brought in to speak to kids on how to handle this situation. When incidents of bullying are identified, bullies should be counseled to root out the underlying cause of such behavior. In conclusion, I would like to advise my brothers and sisters in humanity. If you are being bullied, don't be quiet about it. Tell someone and don't despair. Turn to your Salah and make dua. Turn to Allah. Bullying is unfair and unwarranted. And to the bully, اتقي دعوة المظلوم فإنها بين ليس بينها وبين الله حجاب. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in Sahih Bukhari, be afraid from the dua of the oppressed, for there is no screen between his invocation and Allah. Shukran.
MashaAllah, I would just like to bring to the attention regarding Humaira Ayub. When we invited the school, Muhammad Ibrahim Islamic School, and spoke to Apa Fauzia, if I'm not mistaken, then they informed me that the school only has till grade 6, and the school was interested to participate in a speech contest. And I did inform them the speech contest, they did not have grade 7s and 8s or grade 8s and 9s to represent the school. So, mashallah, Apa Fauzia took up the courage and prepared a learner from grade 6. And the learner that is standing in front of you, Humaira Ayub, she is from grade 6, competing with grade 8 and 9. So, mashallah, to that also and to the school.
Mashallah. Right, Humaira, here's your question, right? I'm your friend in school, okay? Now, these grade 11s, every day they come and they steal my lunch. Now, because of it, I want to leave school. So, advise me. Tell me something that's going to make me stay in school. What are you going to do to help me? If you keep quiet, I'm just going to end up stealing your lunch.
You can tell someone about it, or you can speak to the bully and tell them not to steal your lunch. And if they don't stop stealing your lunch, tell your children to give them some lunch.
All right, Jazakallah for that. That was Humaira Ayub from the Muhammad Ibrahim Islamic School. Right, next up we have from Al Falah College, Fatima Harif. I don't know, Maulana Jaya, is this home ground advantage?
Yes, definitely home ground advantage here for all the Al Falah students.
All the Al Falah, they're used to the hall, they're used to the setup, they're used to everything, the color, everything. Kind of home ground advantage.
Yeah, sometimes home ground advantage is more pressure to perform in front of your own people.
That is also true. Right, Fatima, bullying and cyber bullying, your time starts when you utter your first word.
Most people don't realize the impact of bullying on a person. This is an issue so common in our daily lives that we don't even realize it's happening when it does. We believe bullying to be some normal, everyday thing, when it's not. Adults say, oh, they're kids, it's just a phase, they'll get over it. But in reality, many are broken down and ripped apart. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. To the adjudicators, presenters, my fellow competitors, and listeners of Radio Islam. Today, the topic I discuss is not an ordinary, but a vast and complex problem faced by various people across the globe, bullying and cyberbullying. Whether it be at school, at work, at home, or even on the internet social networking sites, bullying is always there. Those who aren't as affected by it as others are aware that it's there, and instead of banding together to put a stop to it, we take it upon ourselves to tear each other down, bit by bit. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as recorded by Muslim and Bukhari, said that keeping peace and good relations amongst people is better than fasting, charity, and prayer, as quarrels and bad feelings destroy mankind. Islam teaches us various lessons in every aspect of life, one of them being good character and keeping peace with others. According to recent studies, approximately 20% of school kids have been bullied. 15% of these students report not showing up at school out of fear of being bullied. 10% of these children believe that the only way to get away from this is to change schools and start again. But why should they be the ones changing when bullies are roaming all over the schools freely? But the harassment, unfortunately, doesn't end when you go home. Cyberbullying is the use of electronic communication to bully a person by sending intimidating messages to them, usually anonymously. It's becoming more common on social networking sites today. Majority of those being cyberbullied and the cyberbullies are teenagers. They hide behind screens, feeling they can do and say whatever they want without being caught. According to reports by the South African Anti-Bullying Association, 42% of teenagers have been bullied and 80% have witnessed a bullying. We all in some way know how it feels to have your emotional teeth knocked in so far that you choke on that last shred of dignity left. Telling someone they're fat doesn't make you any skinnier. Telling someone they're stupid doesn't make you smarter. Many suicide cases are caused by bullying. Other main causes include anorexia, bulimia, depression, and self-harm. It takes a few seconds for you to say something nasty, but a lifetime for someone to get over it. So I beg you, be careful with your words. Showing your emotions makes you human, not weak. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِنَّ مَعَ الْعُسْرِ يُسْرَى. Indeed, with every hardship comes ease. JazakAllah.
MashaAllah. Great piece there. Just while the judges get the scores, a question that we'd like to pose to you is that do you think bullying is more common amongst boys or girls, and why?
It depends on what type of bullying you're talking about. Physical bullying is more common in boys, but verbal bullying is very common in girls.
JazakAllah khairan for that. That was Fatima Hari from Al Falah College. And we have two contestants left, we've been through three of them, and all sharing some beautiful insight onto this topic of bullying and cyberbullying.
Next up we have, is it Mahdia? Mahdia Motala from Ihsan Girls. This is contestant number four. Mahdia. Mahdia, where is Ihsan Girls?
In Chatswood.
In Chatswood. Is there a corresponding Ihsan Boys? No? There is? Okay. So I'm just looking at our list right now, and it seems like none of the boys from Ihsan Boys made it here. I'm not sure. But anyways, Mahdia, when you're ready, you may start.
How many times have you been told, just stand up for yourself and hit them back? Now really, if it ever was so simple, I guess these characters would just be a figment of our imagination. Characters? Who are these characters? Picture them standing at a corner, sleeves rolled up, eyes so piercing, with looks that could literally kill.
These defiant, abnormally minded individuals await their next victim, ready to pursue like a bird of prey, anticipating its next encounter. Assalamu alaikum. To my fellow colleagues, our respected guests, adjudicators, and honorable radio presenters, the topic that I'm going to address is one that is considered a norm in our society, persisting in its presence, but certainly evolving over time. To help us enlighten ourselves, I hereby address the facts surrounding bullying and a current day evolution of a more serious and dangerous form of bullying known as cyberbullying. To those who have never heard of this, believe me, you, it is a painful reality, a virtual reality, so to say. Bullying is inhumane because it causes physical and emotional pain. Bullying is a purposeful behavior meant to be hurtful and can target either a single person or a group of individuals. These physical or verbal insults and abuse can cause long-lasting psychological injury not only to the victim but to the perpetrator as well. It is pretty perturbing to note that technology in all its evolution can give birth to a form of a destructive disease which manifests itself in the form of cyberbullying. Cyberbullying is the worst type of bullying as one uses the application of technology and cause to hurt a person emotionally and cause damage to his or her social status by forwarding hateful emails, embarrassing photos, harassing videos, and by posting degrading statuses and unpleasant comments on a public platform. You may not be aware, but so long as you're technologically active, the cyberbully can literally follow you everywhere, 24/7, irrespective of where you are, right into the comfort of your very home. Scary, isn't it? By now you may probably be wondering, is it that bad? Yes, these perpetrators of bullying and cyberbullying find it a thrill and sadistic joy at the expense of another. The fact that it is easier for these cyberbullies to get away without being brought to task encourages them to go on with this kind of behavior. Unlike the traditional bully, where the perpetrator is a physical being that can be seen and eventually brought to task, cyberbullies use fictitious names, more like a silent stalker, very much there but difficult to identify. In conclusion, I strongly feel that we as a community should not let this evil damage our society. Be not vulnerable and weak, but instead approach the situation in the hope to eradicate these menaces from our society once and for all. Become proactive by raising children who are resilient in order for them to become healthy, caring, and dignified adults who do not engage in violence and inappropriate behavior. It is mentioned in the Holy Quran, O you who believe, let not a group mock another group. Perhaps the latter may be better than the former. Nor defame one another, nor insult one another. Surah Al-Hujurat, verse 11. May Allah Ta'ala save us from possessing these unhealthy traits. Amin. Shukran.
MashaAllah, that was Ahmadiyya Mutala from Ihsan Girls. Now, while our judges discuss, and just by the way, the judges for this afternoon, Brother Salim Osman and Ahmed Chotya, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward them. Right, Madiyya, is there any social networking sites that you are on? Twitter, Facebook, you got any?
I have WhatsApp and...
Okay, let's go with WhatsApp. Just say someone's bullying you on WhatsApp, right? And it's come to a stage where you really can't handle it. What do you do? Do you kind of support and fight it, or would you instead delete WhatsApp? And what's the reason for your decision?
I'll tell someone about it, and
okay, no problem. JazakAllah for that. So that was Madiyya Mutala from Ihsan Girls of Phoenix. Or Chatswood, sorry. Chatswood. Contestant number 5 from the same school from Ihsan Girls, we have Hajira Bibi Kaja. Hajira, you also have 180 seconds, 3 minutes to tell us about bullying and cyberbullying. You may start.
I feel trapped and enclosed. My stomach churns.
tears run down my cheek and my heart palpitates in fear. It just doesn't feel right. Is there something wrong with me? Or am I really what they say I am? Could I be a victim of bullying? Assalamu alaikum to one and all. The topic I wish to address today is bullying and cyberbullying. This form of abuse comprises of repeated acts over time that involves a perceived imbalance of authority between the dominant individual group abusing those who are less powerful. Most people don't realize the severity of this problem or that it is actually happening when it does. Bullying can affect anyone. It knows no color, creed, age, appearance, or financial status. There are many types of bullying, namely verbal, physical, and emotional. However, the one that is bombarding headlines globally is cyberbullying. This type utilizes the internet, cell phones, and other forms of digital technology to cause emotional distress to people, especially teenagers. Continuous threats, sexual remarks, hate speech, and nasty images on websites all form part of this pathetic and vile act. Cyberbullying can further be divided into two mediums. The first is direct attack and the second is through proxy. Direct attack mainly affects people who have direct access to social media. Example, BBM, WhatsApp, Facebook and interactive gaming. Cyberbullying via proxy, however, is when the bullies get someone else to do their dirty work for them. These bullies sit comfortably behind a computer screen, oozing with confidence and power, knowing that they are unidentifiable. I'm sure the question that plagues your mind is, what possesses someone to stoop to this level? Anger, frustration, and revenge can compel an individual to take this route. Some people have too much time on their hands and do it for entertainment. As ludicrous as that sounds, it is unfortunately true. However, the main reason why people do it is because they are power hungry. Most bullies suffer their own identity crisis and adopt this as a means of building their ego and self-esteem. These reasons are not a justification for why this should be happening. Of course the world is full of evil and evil spreads, but Allah has provided us with something that distinguishes us from animals or other species. That is the ability to use our own discretion into choosing right from wrong. This abominable act causes grief and scars to the most gentle and kindest of people. It takes us just a few seconds to utter those degrading words by a lifetime to get over it. Calling someone names does not make you any superior. Schools need to play an active role in curbing the scourge. The normal adult reaction of, they're just kids, it will only make them stronger, ironically, is what allows these victims to be broken bit by bit. Do not let this disparagement push a child to the brink of suicide. That is suicide caused by bullying. And yes, that does actually exist. To the victims, laying in bed and defining every word someone says to you is not an option. Allah has created every human being with a special purpose, including you. You may say, but I'm not good enough. Who cares? You shouldn't. The only being you should live to please is the one above. If you give in, you're only allowing yourself to be another statistic. Lastly, to those of you who know of people being victimized, please do not turn a blind eye. It is your duty as a Muslim to help. As Allah says in a Hadith Qudsi, I shall take revenge on someone who saw a person being oppressed and was able to help him but did not help him. Shukran.
Gee, that was Hajar Ali Kaja from Ihsan Girls in chat. The question I'd like to pose to you is that you said that with regards to adults, how do you feel that your teachers, what part should they be playing in helping those who are bullied or even those that are doing the bullying?
They should confront them, speak to them, and find out about their lives, because sometimes they suffer their own crisis and take out their revenge and vengeance on the other students.
All right, mashallah, jazakallah for that, Hajira Bibi Kajobi, Ihsan Girls. Yes, dear listeners and audience, that was our five contestants, Zainab Dai, Humaira, Ayub, Fatima Harif, Madia Mutala, and Hajira Bibi Kajab.
We're going to give our judges just a bit time. They can, you know, take their time and discuss and come to a conclusion of who's going to walk away with 1,500 rand today. And of course, in second place, who's going to walk away with 750 rand. And why we're doing that, Maulana Ibrahim, very important. You know, they mentioned the aspect of cyberbullying. And you find it a lot of times, not only amongst children, but sometimes among adults as well. You know, you find people being bullied. And the unfortunate thing about social networking is, you know, you can open up an account on a fake name, so you'll never ever know who's the real bully behind it.
Yes, so when we speak about bullying, whether it be the physical bullying, verbal, whether it be cyber bullying, most of the time it's restricted towards the children.
Seems like that Mike is bullying you now.
Yes, it's also very common amongst adults, sometimes in the workplace, sometimes at home, or sometimes amongst friends, where they pick on a certain person, and that would also mean bullying. And cyberbullying has become the new norm, where you find in it doesn't matter which age group, there is cyberbullying that is taking place on the different platforms. And then you said you'll never be able to know who started it, who started the rumor, who started the fears of the fake accounts that they have, and it's something that needs to be addressed and something that people need to be educated about.
Gee, definitely, it's something that we need to be educated about. And when I say we, once again, I'm not referring to students, I'm referring to adults as well. You'll be surprised the rate of bullying. People might not call it bullying, they might call it harassing or whatever else, different words, but same thing, it applies to adults as well. While our judges are making their decision, just a reminder, dear listeners, that you do stay tuned. This is the speech contest you're currently listening to. After the speech contest, we're taking it a step higher. We're moving on to the grade 10s and the grade 11s, and we're going to have a debate contest, very interesting topic, something that has been debated about since, like you could say, at least for the past 20 years, since 1994. South African university education, should it be free for its citizens? Extremely important and interesting topic. But we'll get to that. We'll get to that after the break, after we're done with the speech contest. But 1,500 rand and 750 rand, the winner and the runner-up. Mulana, what can they do with this cash? Such money, 1,500 rand. These grade 7, grade 8 learners, what do you think they can do with the money?
Maybe we should ask them. If they want, what do you think they'll do with the money?
I think maybe they should, you know, maybe it will be something to do with bullying. Like if they are being bullied. Now please, now, whoever wins, if you are being bullied, don't go buy weapons. All right? Please. Don't buy weapons. Maybe you can buy something that you can, in fact, use reverse psychology. Buy a small gift for the one that's bullying you. Maybe you could do that. And if you are a bully, if you are a bully, then I think take your prize and give it to the person that you are bullying. That would be the fair thing to do.
Yes, and that will probably bring harmony between the two of them, that I spoke in bullying and this is what I learned and this is what I want and you can have it as well. And, being part, it's the first time that I've joined the Rihla team for this Muslim School Initiative, and the preparation from all five contestants were very good. All five made pertinent points. They came across very well. I can see that the judges probably have a very difficult decision to make there, as you see them discussing who should win. But some important issues, and really, even though you may not be the overall winner, you are a winner because your message has reached people across the globe, we can say. People are listening either through the radio, through satellite, or even via audio streaming. And this topic of bullying and cyberbullying has reached them, and you could have had an impact on one or many people. So no matter what the case is, each five of these contestants delivered a very good speech and a very educating one as well.
Yes, sir, definitely a very educating speech. And, you know, for those that are being bullied, just remember that, and I'm speaking to the listeners as well, remember it's not about being a sissy. Sometimes we don't want to inform our teachers, we don't want to inform our parents or anyone because we think everybody else is going to laugh at us.
Gee.
But it has nothing to do with that. You know, you go and you say what you have to. And it's only when you grow up, when you become an adult, you realize that you should have just told someone. Because it can cause a lot of damage. You probably won't understand it now, but it can cause a lot of psychological damage as well.
Mm. Yusuf, who's more nasty, the boys or the girls?
I think one of our learners from Al Falah, she said it, and I couldn't agree more.
Yeah?
Physically it's the boys, verbally it's the girls.
You don't know. So, you're quite expressive.
She answered that question very brilliantly in the way you asked her that question.
But
it's more common amongst the boys and girls. That we'll find verbal bullying more common amongst the girls, whereas physical bullying more common amongst the boys.
But during the break, you know, I'm also a madrasa teacher, Mata. You also, and what I used to be, you're also a teacher. The expressions that you get from the female side, mashallah. If you can't express it in words, like how do you express you don't, how do you express it on it? Like, don't, just show me. And yeah, and they're very, and you as a teacher, you want to laugh, but it's such a serious thing. You have to maintain your composure. Yeah, so cyberbullying and also other forms of bullying is a challenge in our community. We're going to go for a quick ad break. When we return, we'll have the decision.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Yes, welcome back. It's 8 minutes past the hour of 11. The Arrihla team is here in Al Falah College. Just before the break, we went through the speech contest, the five contestants, Zainab, Daif, Humaira, Ayub, Fatima Haris, Madia, Mutala, and Hajira, Bibi, Haja. All brilliant, brilliant speeches. And I must say, it took a long time for the judges to come to a decision. So, you know, before we even go to the decision, to the five contestants, the fact that it took so long, because believe me, we're doing this now for the third weekend of Ramadan, and normally the judges don't ever take so long to come to a decision. So the fact that it took so long, I promise you, it shows it was really tough for them, which means every single one of you gave your best, and you really produced the goods.
Yes, mashallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your efforts, and it is that we're happy and you're smiling because we don't have to do the tough decisions. And the judges have to do that. So the onus is on the judges, not on us. Let's see. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, Mr. Salim.
I can't agree more, Mona. It has been a very, very tough time for us compared to the previous week. So, yeah, it did take a lot longer. But overall, again, I think all the girls did very well. We are very, very impressed with all of them. And mashallah. But unfortunately, we have that unfortunate job, maybe, to actually make a decision.
Yeah.
But before we actually get to the decision, we'll probably make a few comments.
We are running short for time.
Okay, we're running short for time, then maybe we'll make it very, very quick. I think all the speeches were really good, except that I think all of them, I think without exception, actually went overtime. And as a result, some of them actually didn't get to some of the very important parts. And as you know, the rules stated that the parts said after the time, so we couldn't consider. You know, the contestants actually did very well. Some of them, I think there was one particular contestant where we actually made the comment, this is possibly a radio presenter. The voice production was very good. But I think, Mona, I think you're looking to me like you're a bit of a hurry there, so let me get down to it then.
Off air, when we tell you, can explain your decision, but for now we need to move on as soon as possible.
All right. Okay, so it was very, very close. And as a result, what we had to do was then get down to the technical aspects of it and look at it strictly in terms of the criteria that was used, which we had to do, but we had to mark it very, very carefully. And when we marked it, then going from second place, right, we placed Fatima Hanif, second place, Al Falah College.
Al Falah, mashallah. Second place, Al Falah College.
And in first place was also we placed let me just get Madiha Mutala in first place from Ihsan College.
Ihsan College, mashallah. Well done. Let's hear mashallah there.
Mashallah.
Hi, this is like how when you guys are whispering in there, get more louder.
Mashallah. That was Madiha Mutala. So Madiha walks away with 1,500 in cash. And Fatima Harif of Al Falah, 750 rand, that is the runner-up. But really, I wouldn't want to be a judge, not any day, and especially not today. I wouldn't want to be the judge.
Yes, indeed. Baraswim, next up is our debate. A quick rundown, quickly, mashallah.
Gee, firstly, we'll start over the two schools. The two schools we're going to call upon Port Shepstone Islamic School to come in front and Al Falah College to come in front. From Port Shepstone, we're going to call upon Fatima Musa, Maryam Nakuda, and Barira Khan from Port Shepstone Islamic School. And we have Amara Tar Muhammad, Zarafshan Baba, Alia Malik Murtuja from Al Falah College. So these are the three students. Thereafter, we will be having another school that will also be coming on. But the topic for Al Falah and Port Shepstone is South African university education should be free for South Africa. South African university education should be free for South Africans. That's the topic for them. One team is going to debate for it, and the other team will be against it. So we go for a short ad break in the back to Lanija Studios. When we return, inshallah, we'll start with our debate.